you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to a new episode of 49ers Talk on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your hosts, 49ers insider Matt Maiocco and 49ers host Laura Britt.
This is 49ers Talk brought to you by Big O Tires. And I guess, Laura, as we look ahead to the 49ers game Sunday against the first place and undefeated Arizona Cardinals, that this is kind of the game that a lot of 49er fans have been looking forward to since, what, March 26th, when the trade was made?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this game, I think this game is going to tell us a lot about the 49ers right now and where they're at.
The future of the team? Or just the current state of the team?
The current state of the team. I think, you know, the current state of the team. I think this is now we know how good the Cardinals are, right? They beat the Rams. They're undefeated. The only remaining undefeated team in the NFL. The Raiders got beat on Monday night. This is going to tell us a lot about the 49ers. Are they going to play the Cardinals tough? Is it going to be a close game? Is it going to be a blowout? If it's a blowout, then what does the future look like? What does the rest of the season look like? I have so many questions and so many thoughts thinking about this game on Sunday.
Yeah, and they're still in this act of they're trying to win. They're trying to win the division. They're trying to, if they can't win the division, try to make the playoffs. And then they're not in this state of mind right now. Hey, let's throw Trey Lance out there. Let's get him ready, because the more reps he gets, the better he'll be in the future. No, it's still we're locked into the 2021 season. And of course, what we're talking about is that Jimmy Garoppolo sustained a calf injury during the game against the Seattle Seahawks in week 4. Sustained it in the first half. As I understand it, it was a bruise. So Kerry Hyder, the former 49er, fell on his calf, somehow sustained a calf injury for Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo tried to continue to play on it, and in talking to Jimmy on Wednesday, it was described first off early in the week as a contusion, which is a bruise. Even a medical expert like you, Laura, but you don't need me to say that.
You don't have to tell me that information. I already know all that.
Yeah. But then what happened on Wednesday was that Garoppolo described it as a strain. And from what I understand, it's both. It can be both. It can be a bruise and a strain. Strain, to me, you know, that's a muscle injury that makes it a lot more difficult to get out there and play.
But he's preparing as if he is going to be the starter on Sunday, just without the whole practicing aspect, which I feel like is a big component. I'm no head football coach in the NFL, but I feel like that might be a factor in
getting
you ready for the game.
I would think so. And so he says that if he's going to play on Sunday, he'd have to battle through it. So that it doesn't sound real encouraging. And Kyle Shanahan said also on Wednesday that he's not going to play any games when the medical staff rules out Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're going to give it a couple, you know, a day or two more to kind of see where he is. He says, Shanahan does, that when the medical staff says Jimmy Garoppolo can't play, Kyle Shanahan will be up front and he will tell the world he's out. He can't play. You know, the team does have to release that information publicly. So if the medical staff never says that, my guess would be that the door would be open for Garoppolo to be active on Sunday, but not start. Otherwise, if Garoppolo is just out, period, then they're going to have to call up Nate Sudfeld from the practice squad to serve as the backup. But right now, as we go into this week, and Jimmy Garoppolo did not practice on Wednesday, Trey Lance took all the first-team reps, They're preparing for him to play while holding out hope that Garoppolo could be available. I mean, I would put the odds at 95%, I don't know, that Trey Lance will make his NFL starting debut Sunday in what is a very important game for the 49ers, because if they lose to the Arizona Cardinals, they're now three games behind in the NFC West standing. So I think it's going to be Trey Lance.
It could get really ugly. As you were just sitting there saying all of this, I had thoughts that I feel like people that are listening to this probably had too. How many times have the 49ers been in this situation? So many times, but this is the exact reason why they did what they did in the 2021 draft. This is it. This is the reason. When you ask Kyle Shanahan, when you ask John Lynch months ago, you know, what was the purpose of Trey Lance? Why go get a quarterback? It was injuries. They don't not like Jimmy Garoppolo. They understand the numbers that when Jimmy Garoppolo is in, that he wins football games for the 49ers. The big concern was he hasn't been available. He hasn't been able to play. And we don't know if he's going to be available Sunday at this point yet or not. It doesn't sound that good, that promising. But this is exactly why they got Trey Lance. The problem is they hoped that they would have a full season to have Trey Lance work him into certain situations and really start to understand the entirety of Kyle Shanahan's playbook and all of those things that come along with getting into the NFL, and not just that, but being under center and having to direct the offense, be the quarterback of the offense. You like that? Okay. First off, hold on. If you're listening, you can't see us, but I think we're starting to dress alike. And now I'm starting with dad jokes. This is bad.
Yeah, we're like switching life roles here, which is...
This is not good for me.
Yeah, not good for you. I don't want... Does this mean I have to take on your kids? I don't want young kids at this stage of my life.
Oh, man. Side note, I couldn't let that moment go by. Yes. If Trey Lance starts, that's the big discussion this week in the Bay Area. I mean, this is besides, I don't know, this baseball team, the Giants that are playing in the NLDS. These are the two discussions that are happening. And it's Trey Lance, do you play him? Do you not play him? This is where it gets difficult to me. This is where the confusion starts to come in. I think you have to, and maybe Kyle Shanahan knows, but I don't think, I've never been under the impression that Kyle Shanahan lies to the media on purpose. I think he probably has a feeling. He's gonna keep some things as long as he can, because that's what any NFL coach would do, so that the opposing team, the Cardinals in this week, they have a limited amount of time to game prep and plan for whatever the 49ers do. That's understandable. That's playing smart. That's playing by the rules, whatever. It just gets confusing to me when you've got this two quarterback situation now. So now Jimmy's hurt. We're not really sure how hurt. Is he going to be out 1 week? Is he going to be out multiple weeks? Is he not going to be out at all? And that's where I think this becomes a problem for the coaching staff and for Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo even. This is where things get mucky. The water starts to get mucky here, and there's really no way around it unless you come out, and maybe they've had these meetings behind closed doors, and say, this is our starting quarterback.
I think there's a lot to unpack here.
A lot.
I would say, first off, the reason they made this trade twofold, right? It's because of the short term and the long term. John Lynch said after the season, they need to insulate themselves better on account of Jimmy Garoppolo's history of injuries. So by moving up and taking a quarterback number three, theoretically, you have two quarterbacks now who are, or at least the second quarterback, better than any quarterback that the 49ers have had in the recent past, C.J. Beathard or Nick Mullins. But also, the reason they moved up there wasn't the short term to have a better backup. It was because ultimately they want to pass the torch from Jimmy Garoppolo to Trey Lance. The question is, when does that torch pass happen? And I think that the 49ers are in a decent enough situation here, because if they were to just go ahead and make this switch, we're going with Trey Lance week 5 of the season, and he proves that he's just not ready, then it's really tough to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. But Jimmy Garoppolo is leaving the lineup, at least at this point, we assume he's leaving the lineup, not for play, but due to injury. So then now the 49ers are in a position where if Trey Lance plays well against Arizona and they think he's better right now than Jimmy Garoppolo is, they can stick with Trey Lance, and everybody in the world will understand why.
What if the 49ers – oh, sorry, go ahead. Okay. I'll let you finish.
But if Trey Lance struggles and it's clear to everybody, but it doesn't need to be clear to everybody, it just needs to be clear to Kyle Shanahan. If it's clear to Kyle Shanahan that he's simply not ready and Jimmy Garoppolo is the better option, then the 49ers can say, all right, Jimmy is healthy. He's back in the lineup. We never made that switch to Trey Lance. We only did it because of the injury. So
they're
in that situation where they haven't made the decision that Trey Lance is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. The decision is still Jimmy Garoppolo gives the team the best chance of winning football games right now.
I just get really excited to talk to you about all this stuff.
I can tell you just like when usually I'm the one who cuts you off and now you're cutting me off.
So what
we are reversing roles, aren't we?
This is happening. We're dressing alike. I'm saying dad jokes. What if do we want to play this game?
I think let's play the what if game right after this word from Big O Tires.
Okay, fine.
Now at Big O Tires, through October 10th, save up to $100 instantly on select sets of four in-stock tires with installation purchase. Plus, save an additional $50 when using your Big O credit card. See your locally owned Big O Tire store for offer details.
We're back. We're playing the what if game, apparently.
Laura, what if Trey Lance starts on Sunday, helps the 49ers beat the Cardinals? Then what happens?
How can they go back at that
point? How do you
point?
Go back?
Well,
Do you go back? I don't know the answer.
Assuming Trey Lance plays well, right, and they're winning the game because of him.
Okay, so that's what you think? Even if they win and it's not because of Trey Lance, that makes the decision.
If they beat the Cardinals, I'm just taking it to an extreme, right? But if they beat the Cardinals 21-14 and the defense scores two touchdowns and Elijah Mitchell returns to action and takes a handoff 80 yards.
Okay.
Then they go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. But so it's all very much what you see in this game. And again, I always say what we see, but it's really what Kyle Shanahan sees. I mean, he's the one who knows on any given play where the ball should be going. He's the one that has to have confidence that his quarterback knows the system well enough, knows the offense well enough to be able to function and get the ball where it needs to be. So, you know, it won't just be us being able to look at the stat sheet, although that's probably a big part of it, just the overall production. So there's a lot
okay,
to
so,
talk about.
So if Trey, so we've got, if Trey Lance plays poorly and is not the reason that the 49ers, this is all if the 49ers beat the Cardinals on Sunday,
right.
We'll get to the other case scenario in a minute. If he being Trey Lance is the reason or a big part of the reason the 49ers beat the Cardinals, if they do that on Sunday, then do you go back to Jimmy Garoppolo or do you not? I don't know the answer.
Well, I would say you're a team coming off a 2-game losing streak. This is as big a game as is on your schedule. Of course, at this point, you'll obviously follow later on by bigger games. I mean, if Trey Lance plays well, how do you go back?
Because then do you lose the locker room if you go back to Jimmy and Trey Lance comes out there and like has this great performance and you win, and then you're saying all we care about is winning football games, and then at that point it'll appear that Trey Lance gives them the better chance to win football games. I don't know.
I don't think the locker room thing, like I just don't see there being an issue in the locker room unless Kyle Shanahan decides to not fly with the team home and goes to his college town and ends up in a bar partying on a Sunday night.
Which they might even respect him more after that.
No. Unless he does an Urban Meyer thing, he's not losing the locker room. He's not losing the locker room. The team trusts him. I think Jimmy Garoppolo trusts him. Certainly he hasn't liked everything that the 49ers have done. I think Trey Lance trusts him. I think everybody in that locker room, I mean, they're around him a lot. They know him. They know how he prepares. They know the game plan going in. They know all that stuff. So, and also the players see it too. I mean, if there are reasons why a quarterback switch should be made, the players know that. You know, they know what Kyle Shanahan stresses.
That's what I'm saying. If they know it, and then if Trey Lance helps the 49ers beat the Cardinals, that would be very clear to everybody, you would think.
You would think, unless it's a situation where, you know, he went against the grain. I mean, all this stuff is highly speculative because we just don't know what's going to happen. But
I said it was the what-if game.
It is definitely the what-if game. And 49ers Talk is brought to you by FitAid. FitAid fuels your body with complete sports recovery using the power of targeted supplements and vitamins. Train hard, recover fast.
So let's go the other direction with the what-if game. What if they lose and Trey Lance has a poor showing? Then I think the answer is obvious. You just go back to Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think right now, the way the team is, it's Garoppolo's the starter. And Kyle Shanahan has never wavered from that. I mean, frankly, when Trey Lance came out to start the second half, I was shocked that he would make that decision. Well, it turned out he didn't make that decision. That's why I was surprised. It's like, wow, I can't believe he pulled the plug on Garoppolo, and this is it. This is the beginning of the Trey Lance era. Well, it turned out, of course, that the calf injury forced that move. So Kyle Shanahan has been consistent in the notion that Jimmy Garoppolo is the team's starting quarterback. So something dramatic would have to happen now in order for that to switch. And what would be the dramatic happening is that Trey Lance helps the 49ers beat an undefeated team and does a lot of things that Kyle Shanahan loves and can work with. And he already sees that this is the player that we traded up for and gave away all those future picks. This is the style of quarterback, the guy who can make plays on his own as well as making plays within the structure of the offense. So that guy is here, and now he's only going to get better. That's what would have to happen for Kyle Shanahan to turn the page on Garoppolo and go with Trey Lance.
Yeah, it gets really complicated. I feel like people are really – I don't feel super strongly one way or the other. I think this – you could potentially make this work a lot of different ways. And so I, like everybody else, just – I'm interested to sit back and watch, see what happens on Sunday, see how all of this goes down. But there's also a lot of other things that we need to talk about, mainly injuries. We started with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's got the calf contusion, calf bruise.
Before we do that, should we do this? Should we do the Toyota fan poll?
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do the Toyota driving to the red zone fan poll, because the question is the question that everybody is asking. And we will probably find out the answer on Sunday. But the question is Trey Lance ready to be the starter? And, you know, looking back on the game Sunday, I mean, let's face it, it was a mixed bag, right? I mean, he looked like you'd expect a rookie to for several series. But the thing that I liked about it was it, you know, he didn't look ready on Sunday necessarily against Seattle. But he also did plenty of good things and helped put together a couple touchdown drives in that game. So is he ready? Is he not ready? 49er fans can go to the NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers Twitter page.
It's at NBCS, at NBCS 49ers.
Right. And you will read the results of that poll on 49ers pregame live. Is that correct?
Yep, I'll have them there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that time of year. The leaves are falling. The air is changing. and adventure is yours for the taking. New Toyotas are arriving daily. Let your journey begin. Right now, get $500 cash back on 2021 RAV4, Highlander, or Highlander Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Cashback is available through TMNA and must be applied to transaction. Excludes RAV4 Hybrid. Take delivery by 10/4/21.
So now let's talk injuries.
More injuries?
More injuries, unfortunately. There is some good news. Should we share good news? I feel like we should share some
good news. Is there really good news? Let's hear it.
I think Josh Norman could potentially play this Sunday. Elijah Mitchell has the option potentially to play this Sunday. Most likely, both of them, I think, look as of Wednesday that they're going to be playing on Sunday. I think that's some major positive news. Also, Trent Williams. How crazy with the scenario that we saw go down on Sunday with him leaving on a cart. Like, this is not some wuss. Like, it's Trent Williams. When he left on a cart, I was like, this is really bad. And I think their concerns were that it was really bad. And even Kyle Shanahan admitted that with his shoulder injury.
Shoulder injury and day-to-day. So that's good news.
Yeah.
Another bright spot, you know, we've talked a lot about the rookie class. Jalen Moore stepped in and played pretty well. And that's really in keeping with this rookie class where the 49ers took two offensive linemen, two cornerbacks, and two running backs. And in each case, the second player chosen at those positions have so far been the better player. Elijah Mitchell started the season over Trey Sermon, although Trey Sermon now, I think, he's starting to get it, so that could be a pretty good 1-2 punch right now with Sermon and Elijah Mitchell. And then, of course, Diamador Lenore has gotten playing time over Ambry Thomas at the cornerback position. And then
he's been up and down.
He's been up and down.
Good moments and some really bad moments.
Yeah, and as I've talked about, or we talked about last week, from what I understand, Diamador Lenore has a lot to figure out. A lot of blown coverages, but that's all part of the process, right? And so he did see a pretty dramatic drop in his playing time against Seattle. And then the other one would be Jalen Moore, who's the 49ers swing tackle. He made a contribution. He played, you know, a lot in that game against Seattle in the second half, filling in for Trent Williams. And meanwhile, Aaron Banks, the second round draft pick, has yet to suit up for a game. So that's kind of the interesting part about, you know, the rookie contributions. And then of course that other rookie, Trey Lance, is the guy that we will see what kind of contribution he can make to the 49ers on Sunday in Arizona.
On the last podcast after the game on Sunday, I was just not feeling so great about the season, and I really felt almost kind of like Kyle Shanahan was probably, well, that's a little bit of a stretch. My job doesn't depend on how good the 49ers do or not, as Kyle Shanahan's does. But you could sense the frustration because it's so out of your control when you have this many injuries. And yeah, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. We get that. But when you have a team that's right there, that's so close, but then you have this horrific injury problems every year, it seems like, for the past 3 years, that gets to be exhausting mentally, because
it's exhausting for us to talk about it.
To keep up with all of it, I mean,
yeah,
it's
true.
So much. So I imagine 49ers fans probably feel a little bit better right now, but I think just looking at the team, just stepping back and looking at the team, that's those Josh Norman, Elijah Mitchell, Trent Williams, that's huge news for this team.
Yeah,
that's huge news for this team. So I think that it's a more positive outlook going into week 5 than it was coming out of week 4.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyle Shanahan, and I mean, I don't think I've made any secret of it that I've been very impressed with Kyle Shanahan as a head coach almost from day one. You know, a lot of the stuff, you know, the first year the team did not have a good roster. The second year the team didn't necessarily have a very good roster either, and there were injuries. Third year they go to the Super Bowl. Last year was a complete disaster with the injuries. And then this year we'll see how this season ends up going, but, you know, certainly hasn't gotten off to a great start. But I have sensed that Kyle Shanahan is – the frustration is there, and you can, you know, as I wrote in my overreactions column on Tuesday, you can see it in his face. You can hear it in his voice. He's frustrated. And we know a lot of really good 49er fans who are diehards, who live and die with every 49ers news tidbit, every 49ers game. And I got a lot of feedback for my overreactions column about Kyle Shanahan. Is, you know, is he overrated? Is he doing a good job? Is he on the hot seat? Why is he calling plays when he should just be managing the game and this and that, and he's overrated and whatever? And I think some of those people, I don't know if all of them, when they make those statements, that I don't know if they believe it, because I'm asking for people to overreact.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, yes, when you have the kind of seasons that the 49ers have had, and so far only win one winning season, and that season they had to happen to go to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I think people do start to say, okay, he might be a great coach, but where are the results? You know, I want the wins to prove it. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, you ask anybody, they're going to tell you that Kyle Shanahan's a very good, if not one of the best play callers and offensive system guys there are. Well, there are a lot of head coaches who call their own plays, and I just don't see that as an issue. I think there's good reasoning behind everything the 49ers do on offense. Obviously, we don't know all the stuff. We know some of it, of why they're attacking certain teams different ways. We know, you know, that we don't know everything, but we can assume why some guys are playing more than others. And basically, I mean, the reason is because the coaching staff, Kyle Shanahan being at the top of the list, think that those guys on the field can help the team win more than the guys who aren't on the field. So, like you said, I think that Kyle Shanahan is under more scrutiny now than he's ever been since he's become the head coach.
And I think that's fair.
I agree with you. I think that's fair. I also think that there's a lot more is going to have to go wrong in order for there to even be a discussion about him being on the hot seat. I think the 49ers are lucky to have him. I think the locker room responds to him. I think we saw that last year under a crazy season where they still played hard. You know, they seemed like half the season in Arizona, where they're returning to their home away from home on Sunday. But no, I think that there is more demand for the 49ers to win football games. There is more scrutiny on Kyle Shanahan and the job that John Lynch is doing or has done as general manager. And I think that that's par for the course. I think that's just fine. I still think that Kyle Shanahan, like my opinion of him as a coach really hasn't changed much at all, because, and it's not excuses, but you see the reasons why they lose football games. And some of that, yes, there have been some coaching decisions that have contributed to that. But I do think that by and large, it's because the frontline players, certainly last year, the frontline players that they were depending on weren't out there to be depended on.
Yeah, that's what's kind of crazy about his situation. When you just look at, this is why paper doesn't always tell the whole story. When you just look at records and on paper, it's like, well, wouldn't you think people would be very upset with this coach, whoever this is, if there was no name, you know, team name associated with this? But it really is all you can point back to significant injuries in all of those seasons, in all of those scenarios.
And one point, like you're talking about, like the last year of Jim Harbaugh, the one and only year of Jim Tomsula, and the one and only year of Chip Kelly, it wasn't just the losses that made Jed York move on from them. It was just the overall feeling in the building. It was, you know, the locker room was, you know, the locker rooms were not good locker rooms in those 3 years. And in the case of Tomsula and Chip Kelly, the football, it was unsustainable. You know, they didn't have good systems on offense and defense. and you weren't going to be able to turn those around because it just wasn't, they weren't capable of turning them around through the coaching and through the systems that have been installed. I think what Kyle Shanahan did immediately was he brought a proven, workable offensive system, and he hired somebody to do the same on defense. And so those parts of it remain intact and have remained intact in the, you know, the bad seasons and the good season. And right now, obviously, the bad seasons under Kyle Shanahan have outnumbered the good season.
Well, and they brought in a French bulldog too. So
you're going to go with Chloe? No.
Zoe.
Zoe, that's
like,
it.
I'm glad you said Chloe. Yeah, I couldn't remember if, the dog. I rhymed it. Zoe. They brought in Zoe. That was really the turnaround.
Yes. Well, okay. The dog days of 49ers podcast have arrived, apparently.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Faithful to the Bay. Be there as the 49ers continue to celebrate their 75th anniversary season with the full capacity of the faithful at Levi's Stadium. October 24th, it's Sunday Night Football against the Indianapolis Colts. Secure your seats today at 49ers.com/tickets.
Niner gang. Niner gang. Who are we?
Hey, you know who else has arrived?
Who?
Joey Sly.
Oh, yeah.
He's the new kicker.
How about that? I mean, yeah. We didn't even talk about Robbie Gould. With all the injuries, we didn't get the chance to.
Robbie Gould sustained a pretty significant groin injury in pregame warmups against Seattle. He's going to be out 3 to 5 weeks. He's going on IR. And then they signed Joey Sly, who has some experience kicking in the league. And he's spent some time in the weight room. He's got the beard going on. He's got the weight room stuff going on, and strong leg. And he will be asked to kick field goals and probably kick off. I don't know. Kick off, either him or Mitch Wishnowsky will kick off. That's a great thing about Richard Hightower, the special teams coordinator. He'll be asked, or he was asked on Wednesday, you know, is Joey Sly going to do kickoffs? Can't answer that. That's a game plan decision. What about Trenton Cannon after his extremely rough game against the Seattle Seahawks? In fact, I'm not sure I've ever seen a special teams player have a worse game than him.
It was bad.
It was really bad. Is he going to remain as the kickoff returner? And Richard Hightower says, I love Trenton Cannon, but I'm not going to say because that's game plan. That's where we've gotten to the point. We've gotten to the point now where they're not even giving us answers on who's going to return kickoffs and who's going to strike the ball with his foot on kickoffs.
Part of the game plan. It's part of the plan. Don't want to give anything away, especially against an undefeated team. I'm with them. Keep the secrets.
Oh, that's no fun. How can we talk about Joey Sly and all the things he's going to bring to the table? Because that would have been, you know, the entire episode of this 49ers talk. Let's talk about Joey Sly. And then right now at the end, we'd be going, oh, yeah, by the way, Trey Lance might start too.
Maybe. I don't know. Just talk amongst yourselves. Remember that SNL skit? Amongst yourselves. I can't remember who did it, but I always.
I'm sure someone will. Someone will remind us who did it. So that's it. I think. They all are. I find myself every Sunday going, wow, this game should be interesting. You know, can't wait to see how this one turns out. Can't wait to see all the elements at play. And here we are, whether Trey Lance is ready or not. I'm not sure there's going to be a decision to be made because I just don't at this point foresee Jimmy Garoppolo getting out there with a bruised and strained right calf.
We will find out on Sunday. We'll also have 49ers pregame live on Sunday, and I'll be talking about this with Dante and Joe and you and Takeo and Jennifer Lee Chan. That's at noon on NBC Sports Bay Area, so you can join us over there.
And I'm just going to pop in. We haven't talked about Deebo Samuel, I don't think, the past two podcasts.
No, we even talked about not talking about him after Sunday's game. He's so good.
Yeah, he is so good.
He's been the 49ers offense.
He's been the MVP of the team. He showed up to camp in tremendous shape, something he was unable to do last season because of the offseason injury that he had. Deebo Samuel
has been Mr. Reliable. That's what you were about to say, right?
That's right. Yes. Mr. Reliable, Mr. Everything. I'm curious with Deebo Samuel. Does that come naturally to him? Like when he catches a pass and just runs people over and like runs with such aggression, does he have to think to himself, I'm going to run people over. I'm not going to be brought down by any defensive back. I'm going to make them earn this. Or is it just natural and he doesn't even think about it?
Ooh, I think it's probably a combination of both. I think he knows how dangerous he is, how powerful he is. So he knows that defenses are going to have a tough time bringing him down because he's a big dude.
He is a big dude. He's like we've said this before, he's a running back. You know, he's a running back. He has a running back body. He runs like a running back, and he catches passes like a sticky-fingered wide receiver. Which, yeah, of course, he is. And you know who is going to need him big time on Sunday?
Trey Lance. And we've already seen that he's comfortable with him.
Yeah. So that's part of the game plan, I think. If indeed Trey Lance is the quarterback, throw the ball to Deebo Samuel. Try to get George Kittle going because we really haven't seen the pass-catching George Kittle quite yet. I think that's a key. And see if the 49ers can go into Arizona and come out of there hanging an L on the Cardinals, just like the 49ers did late last season, a game that knocked the Cardinals out of the playoffs. So Cardinals, I'm sure, will want a little payback on Sunday against the 49ers.
A lot on the line on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to 49ers Talk with Matt Maiocco and Laura Britt. Please rate, review, and subscribe for free on your podcast provider.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.